Let's go, girls. Your two drunk aunties with Bron Lewis and Sammy Peterson. We are both of those people. I'm Sammy Peterson and I'm your auntie who is gently rocking in the corner.
And I'm your auntie who's always reminding you how beautiful she was in her 20s.
Welcome to your two drunk aunties.
Yeah.
Yeah. My name is Sammy Peterson. I'm a comedy man, producer, podcaster, drunk auntie, and my favourite comedian is Bron Lewis. I've never missed a Bron Lewis show in my life. That is confirmed, and that is exactly who I am as a person.
And I'm Bron Lewis. I'm a comedian, if you'd ever come to a show, writer, mother, drunk auntie, and one of my favourite pastimes is inviting my esteemed colleague, Sammy Peterson, to my shows, knowing full well he will not come.
You know that we had a great catch up when we went and saw a show together and you brought one of your friends and I was like, you know, and you've always gone, you've never come and seen me live. You've never come and seen a show of
mine. Is this
mine.
What I'm saying yeah, or is this you saying? That. Yeah, no, I would so say that.
Yeah, but you would be a bit more aggressive in my impression of you. It's like, you never come and see me. Something like that. this guttural anger that comes out of you.
Just spitting.
But so I've never come and seen your show and that is confirmed.
And you promised you would.
I have promised many times. I can't be trusted. I'm a real snake in the grass and you're never flat. You'd never stop flapping your goddamn lips about this. You are angry about it. And then your friend who you brought along to the show was like, I've never been either. And we connected over.
Well, she's a mother of three small children.
Oh my God, I've got a dog and quite a big dog. That's my excuse for everything. I can't come. I've got a dog. I'd love to come, but my dog's at home.
During the Melbourne Festival where I
Melbourne
performed.
Melbourne International Comedy Festival?
Correct, yeah.
Say the performed, whole thing. Or people, I know
performed
what you're talking about.
It 23 times.
23 times,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I did. And there were so many opportunities. And I bumped into you at least twice in the city.
In the same venue?
No. Just never.
Just in your green room?
Absolutely never. And across the road from my venue there was a sushi hub and I bumped into you there. You were with Rob Mills.
Rob Mills. You could use his handle. I don't know who you're talking about. At Rob Mills
and
Mills.
And you looked so sheepish because it was right near the end of the run.
Goodness.
And you had recommended my show on one of your platforms.
Sure.
So you're like, guys, these are people you need to see.
Bro, what are you doing here?
So when I saw you, I was like, oh, this is awkward.
Yeah.
And you looked very
disgusted
in yourself.
Was it my facial palsy?
No.
Because you're always bringing that up.
It was your truth.
I would never. That was my truth.
It was your truth. And I let you sit in that, in your own shit for a while.
What if I told you that I came to every show and the bit that you do about them kids is good?
Oh my God. Do you know I was at a gig the other night and I was doing new stuff, and I did stuff about kids and the comedian after me, because I've got kids, the comedian after me, he did stuff about kids.
Okay.
And then the person who was on the third, a very well-known comedian, he went over to the room runner and said, I hate her when people do stuff about kids. It's so annoying.
What?
Yeah. But what else would I do?
Well, you can talk about
being an
gorgeous
auntie.
Hair.
You've
got
That's
gorgeous
nuts.
Hair. Being a drunk auntie. You've got gorgeous hair.
That's true.
Talk about that.
And in my 20s, I look pretty good.
You can talk about your best friend, me. That's never been to one of your
my
shows.
Shape.
He's
my
such
God.
A good friend, God.
It's
he's never been to one
so
of my shows.
Good.
But he's got a big dog, so he can't cut. You're telling people. He's got a huge dog.
Yeah, that's how I opened every single one of my shows. Hey, guys, I know what you're thinking. Where's Sammy? I'm thinking it too, but I reckon it's because he's got a huge dog.
Or he's always hanging out with at Rob Mills and Mills.
He's at Sushi Hub across the road.
He's at Sushi Hub. He's getting a quick sush. God, he's busy. Not doing anything on Swanson Street in the CBD. It's time for segment one, Letter to Your Aunties.
Mm-hmm, which
now, Bron, we are two drunk aunties. We're just swaying in the breeze, having a good time. And you can actually write to us if you want.
Yeah.
If you want. You don't have to. We're
You're not talking
you.
To me right now. You're talking to our listeners.
Listener,
I'm not going.
I'm talking to you.
I'm not going
You're
to write to
listener.
You, Sammy.
You can write to me if you want. That would be quite nice, actually. I'd love to get your phone number. Send you a text. I'd love that. But you can actually write into us. We have an email, deardrunkaunties@gmail.com, or you can go on speakpipe.com/drunkaunties. We'll put all of that in the show notes.
And I reckon there's going to be some excellent letters.
Excellent letters. And we look forward to them. Now, I've got two gorgeous letters today from our wonderful, wonderful listeners. Now, I put this out on my podcast, Confessions, and I got two little emails that came through.
Oh, my God, that's beautiful.
Yeah, that's how popular my podcast is.
What was your
is.
Reaction? Two yeah, emails. That's good.
I was flooded. I've got two emails here.
What was your reaction when they came in? Were you like giddy?
I was giddy. God, I was giddy. I was so excited. I was
Were you drunk?
I was a little bit drunk, a little bit tipsy, talking at someone about my big dog and saying, have you seen Bron Lewis? God, you got to watch Bron Lewis. And they're going, oh, great, when did you see her? I haven't, but you need to see
I've got a Bron dog. Lewis.
It was like one time I heard someone talking about their trip to Italy in a cafe really loudly. They're going, you have to go to Italy and blah, blah, and went for ages. And then someone was like, when did you go? I go, oh, I've never been. It's just a dream. You have to live your dream.
But can you go and tell me what it's like?
Dear aunties, I thought I'd write in to ask your advice on what I should do. My boyfriend James and I have been together for 6 years. Break up with him.
Yeah, it's too long, isn't it?
It's way too long, six years, my goodness. Everything in our life has been going really well. We've just moved in together, have shared bank accounts, and are now saving for a house. How gorgeous is this?
That seems like so many things, like all of a sudden?
All of a sudden, yeah.
Someone has put the heat on. Like someone has gone, what are
Who's
we doing?
Who's applying pressure? Do you think it's?
Well, obviously not James. He sounds useless.
Absolutely. Get rid of him. He's out in the bin for James. There's one problem, and that is that James has a creepy doll that I didn't find out about until we moved in together. It's from his grandmother and was her doll when she was a child, but it is creepy. I hate it and I don't know what to do. I've tried talking to him about it, but he just thinks it's really sweet that he is being gifted this doll.
I told you. He's an idiot.
He's an idiot to have a doll. A dolly.
A dolly. Come on. God, grow up, James.
Grow up, James, for
share
God's
your
sake.
Bank account with me.
With you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant Sophie. No, you.
No, Sophie's already done that.
Yeah, okay.
But if she's looking for
another person, Bron has entered the group chat.
if you're going to be generous, James, just share it round.
Share it round.
Not your doll, though. No one wants it.
No one wants your creepy
dolls
doll.
Dolls in the olden days were scary.
They can be a bit scary.
Their eyes were like glass.
Did you have a doll?
As a kid, yeah. In the older days. How old do you think I am?
You are 57 years old today. Happy birthday, Bron.
No, but the dolls, their eyes never opened at the same time. Yeah. They always had like quite sad.
Oh, my God. Stop bringing up the fashion, Molesy.
Oh, my God. No, they had like really weird long eyelashes that were very coarse. They
quite
might,
sexy, actually, what I'm thinking right now. They're quite sexy.
I think they actually used like animal products to make them. Like I think their eyelashes might have been horse hairs or something.
And the skin of a leopard.
Exactly.
Is that true? Can we check this?
No, Sophie, I think what needs to happen is the doll needs to be put away or James needs to give his entire bank account to you.
Wow. And you?
Well, what would you do?
I would do something a little bit different. I would buy an even creepier doll.
Oh.
And I would put that right next to the other doll.
And what would you say? Like, this was from my nan.
Yeah, this is from my nan. This is Dolly. This is my nan's Dolly. And I would put it there and I would make it even creepier and I would make it talk.
Oh, like when you're in the other room just like throwing your voice.
Mama. Something fun like that. Something relatable.
James.
Something
fun. Yes. Come kiss Dolly before bed.
Something like that. And I'd make it talk. I'd sit with it on the couch all the time. Oh. I'd be feeding it popcorn, having a few frothies.
Yeah. You know what it's like? Dolly loves them.
Like. Dolly and me, we love our frothies. Blow the top off a couple of frothies. TGIM, thank God it's Monday, am I right?
And Dolly always says that.
It's Monday somewhere.
That is Monday.
Thank God it's Monday. Yeah, so just make the doll talk heaps.
Yeah, and the point of this is what? Like to
then he will go, this is creepy. I think we should get rid of our dolls.
Do you think so?
I think so. I think maybe put them in the cupboard or burn them.
Just torch
burn
them.
Burn them both.
But if her doll, maybe her doll, his doll is like haunted.
Okay.
And if you burn them, they'll come back for you.
For some beers.
That sounds spooky, doesn't it?
I'm actually quite scared. I'm scared. I think we need to put a warning before this podcast. This is a scary one. We'll get another one today. Dear aunties, I recently saw my friend's boyfriend on Tinder. I subtly asked if they're in an open relationship, but they are not. Mm. What do I do? Amy. Have sex with him.
Oh, my God.
Would you do that?
Have sex with him? No, I wouldn't. I don't do that.
Okay. You don't do sex with other people's boyfriends?
No, I don't have it anymore.
God, you are a prude.
It always ends in a baby. Okay.
Every time.
I'd rather a dolly. No, it is. I would, if I saw that, now this has never happened to me. However, I think if I saw that, I would probably contact him and be like, what are you doing?
Would you? With a screenshot? Yeah. Evidence. I got a paper trail here.
No, just say, yeah.
Got my receipts.
Exactly. Yeah, you just have to. You'd be like, what are you doing? Like, because you don't want to be.
What are you doing?
What the hell are you doing?
You got mad again. Yeah. God, I got mad. I blacked out. I'm so sorry.
What did I do? Why is everything broken?
Everything's broken around you. Just everything shattered. What did I do? Someone must be cheating. I smell a cheater.
I reckon I'd have to get them to do, because you don't want to be the one breaking the news. It's so bad breaking bad news to someone. God.
Yeah, I revel in it. I love it.
Do you love it?
Yeah, I love it.
What would you say to her?
Gonna get rid of that dolly. No, I would tell her, I would say, look, he's a cheater.
Would you say that?
Yeah, I would say it.
Well, what if she started crying? You'd have to deal with that.
I wouldn't. I'd walk straight away. Walk away.
I'd jump on my dog here is done. And I'd ride away.
Jump on my. So I had no go. I'm so sorry you're crying. I have to go. I have a massive dog at home. Thanks for writing in, everybody.
No, and also because, but also if you break the news and anytime they think back to that moment, you're stuck with that yuck feeling for them.
Yeah, okay.
And maybe you don't want to be their friend anymore. If you don't want to be their friend anymore, break the news.
I would just create lots of different accounts and try and match with him. And then I would meet him. I would meet him. And he would know as soon as he got there. No, he wouldn't know as soon as he got there that it was me because I'd be in a disguise.
Yes, with a single red rose in your teeth.
Single red rose in my teeth, a little sexy, like I'd get a little bob. A little sexy little bob. I'd have these really nice like sunglasses on, bright red lips. And he'd go, who is this atomic blonde over here? And blondes have more fun. I have heard that. And then he would want to get on that. He would want a piece of me, and then I would pretend for a bit, maybe have sex with him. I don't know.
This is absolutely where it's going. All you want to do is have sex with him.
All I want to do is have
sex with
him.
What are your feelings about James, the man with the doll?
I want to have sex with him.
There we go.
I want a menage a trois with him and the doll. That's all I want.
This drunk aunt is Randy.
Now, look, if you want to send us a letter, we would love to hear from you. Dear drunk aunties at gmail.com or speakpipe.com/drunkaunties. Write in. Call in. Call in
we
if you want.
We will solve it. We just solved two easily.
Next. Yeah, exactly. We'll wait. In the show notes. Go and click on it if you want. Have a little click.
Yeah, have a little click.
Before we get mad and Bron breaks everything again.
But just a recap, like when I say we solved it, my brain was like, did you though? And then I look back at it. What was our advice for the doll? Just chuck it in, burn it.
Was the advice.
Look, that's a pretty drunk auntie response. And then the next
that's
one.
Our brand.
The next one is buy a wig.
Yep.
And fuck him.
Use it for sex.
You're right. We did solve them.
I feel good. I couldn't feel better about it.
That is perfect. God, we're going to get so many letters.
Cheers, Bron.
Cheers.
Segment two today, we have got Live, Laugh, Love. Now, in this segment, I'm going to find the best jokes each week. And, Bron, I'm going to read them to see if I can make you laugh, but also if I can get a gorgeous little rating from you for these jokes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, you're a comedian. I come and see you all the time.
Oh, my God.
You are so good at what you do. Your husband when you're like,
I don't have a husband.
Oh, hello. You do have a gorgeous partner. Can I say partner? What do you say to say partner?
But I hate the word because it makes me sound like a detective. And I'm not a detective. Partner. I'm a comedian. You'd never
know.
You're
a few days away from retirement. You're that sort of detective. No, you got a loving boyfriend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Whatever you want to say. You got a loving boyfriend. I love the bits that you do about your boyfriend. Is what I'm going to say.
I've never done a bit
love it
about
when you do
him.
That. It's like, hey, men and women are so different. Of that bit that you do. That's my favorite.
Oh, yeah, that bit.
That bit that you do.
It's so original. Thanks so much for liking it.
Thank you so much. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. We've got this one. My mum died when we couldn't remember her blood type.
Oh, my God.
As she died, she kept telling us to be positive, but it's hard without her. Is that good?
Yeah.
You sound like you love it.
Look, if I'm honest, I forgot what the segment was at the start.
Okay.
And I thought it was a letter. And I was like, that's actually really sad.
Oh, that's what you said. Oh, my God. It wasn't because it was a joke. You know, it's a bit dark. Don't like this one bit.
Yeah, my reaction was wrong. I should have been like, okay, where's this going? But at the start, I was like, this person's a fucking horrible person.
Horrible.
This podcast shouldn't go to air. That's what I was thinking. I was like, we've made a huge mistake.
Huge mistake.
Be positive. Look, I think it's very clever. Play on words. I didn't laugh.
No, you didn't laugh.
No, because I was really upset.
You're upset at the start.
I was too upset. Maybe I was too upset to laugh.
Different context, it might be okay if you knew that it was a joke.
Nah, still wouldn't have laughed. But I would say I reckon that is a 5 out of 10.
5 out of 10?
Yeah, because I could say it to my kids.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They still wouldn't get it.
They wouldn't get it.
But I could say it.
And they'd be worried if you framed it as a letter as well. We just got a letter in.
Yeah, they're like, is grandma dead? Yes, I forgot her blood type. And then, but I would, I'd say 5 out of 10. But if a comedian said that on stage.
Yep.
Because I'm a comedian
and
I perform on stage sometimes.
Yeah.
If I said that on stage, I would hope that people would ask me to quit.
Wow. I wouldn't because I'd be down at Sushi.
You wouldn't be there, that's
why. I wouldn't be there. Today on a drive, I decided to visit my childhood home. I asked the people living there if I could come inside because I was feeling nostalgic, but they refused and slammed the door in my face. My parents are the worst. Isn't that fun?
I hated it.
You hated the
I really
whole thing.
Hated that one.
Okay.
Okay.
Have God, you got mad.
Oh, yeah. Is your childhood home still occupied by your parents?
Yes. But they haven't slammed the door in my face. My parents are the worst. Is this thing on? My grief counselor died. He was so good. I don't even care.
Oh. It's a thinker, isn't it?
It's a thinker. It takes a while. It takes a thinker. Not for you?
It's not for me. Look, I'm just hoping you get a good one in here. Otherwise, this segment's gone to the dogs. Huge dog. You've got one.
Huge dog. I've got one and I have to go. When does a joke become a dad joke? When it leaves you and never comes back.
Oh.
It's a sad one, again.
It's sad, but I like it.
It's another sad letter.
It's James.
Thanks, James. That's another sad letter.
I liked it.
Why does Miss Piggy cover herself with honey? Because Kermit likes his pork sweet and sour.
Wow.
That's a bit sexy, that one.
Sexy.
That's a bit of a sexy one. Hey, Frog, you're quite sexy in that one. It's a bit of a sexy one.
Also, none of it makes sense because she never covers herself in honey. I know her personally.
She wouldn't do it. That's not her brand. Is she really?
Yeah.
Pig vegan. Okay.
Everyone says pigs eat everything, not Miss Piggy. She's got lovely hair.
She does. Gorgeous hair. I love her so much. How about this one?
Okay.
What do you get when you cross a dick with a potato?
Oh, God.
A dictator.
I laugh.
Yeah.
I laugh.
That was my last one. That's good.
I laugh.
You laughed.
I did laugh.
How many out of 10? What are you rating
it? I think even less than 5 because I couldn't say it to my kids.
Out of 5.
I'm here for parenting tips.
Okay. And that's what this
podcast is. I can't say that to my kids.
You cannot.
I'm here to try and break the ice with my children.
Is that what this is about?
Yeah, one of them can't speak because I don't talk to him.
Not yet. He's 15 years old. He just can't talk yet. That's okay.
So I'm just waiting for a joke to break the ice.
Yep.
And that one can't use. Too rude.
Too rude.
Bit funny.
Yep.
Too rude.
Is it helping you, you think, in coming up with your show for next year?
I don't do rude jokes.
You don't do
You'd know that, though.
I know that, though. I know that, though. I know you don't do rude jokes.
I don't do rude jokes.
You wouldn't do that.
Sex makes me very uncomfortable.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't talk about it.
Never. So Miss Piggy, furious at that one. Furious.
That one's gross.
That one's so upsetting.
What's your show called next year?
Obviously.
It's a good title.
Thank you. Do you like it?
I'll come up with a new title for a show.
What?
TV like this. You can have this if you want.
Okay. I already hate it.
Okay.
Oh, it's good.
It's good. This one's good. This one's good. See if it's good.
If you've told me it's good, it's going to be good.
Hi, depressed. I'm dead. Do you think it's good?
I think it's really good. It's actually really my style.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I do heaps of stuff about mental illness and heaps of stuff about my dad.
Yeah.
Great. That's funny.
Yeah.
And also I'm a dad.
You are a dad.
And I'm depressed.
You can have it. That's yours now.
I'm depressed now. officially.
Let's go to the next segment.
Oh, my God. I feel
spooky wooky.
Yes.
Spooky wooky.
So I spent a lot of time
reading
spooky stories.
You're so good at reading.
I thank you.
Thank you so
literacy,
much.
Literacy, I went 10 out of 10. Got my kids' reports back yesterday. They're just absolutely fine.
Well, they can't speak. But they're
can't
fine.
Speak.
They can write really well.
Cannot. Yeah.
Now, you might want to have your nightlight on right now because Bron has found a spooky, spooky story.
It's really spooky.
Is it really spooky?
It's really spooky.
And we had a creepy doll.
Yeah, it's from James. okay.
Okay.
So I read a bunch.
Yeah.
And this one, I was like, I think this is the right one to tell Sammy J.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Ouija boards. Ooh. Have you experienced a Ouija board before?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. Well, I moved it around and the ghost just wanted to have sex with me.
Oh, my God. Everyone is in love with you. It's good. Okay. So the title is called Ouija Board Knocks Back.
Okay. Who's there? Is it that sort of joke? Is this a joke?
Knock, knock. Ouija
knock,
board.
Knock. Who's there? Ouija board.
Spooky.
You're going to die. Move out of the house right now. Is that the vibe?
I'm a dead kid. Yes.
Didn't laugh at that, by the way. That was not me laughing.
No.
That was someone else, my dog. That was a massive dog. Huge dog.
He's so good. Okay. In high school, my friends and I were messing around with a Ouija board.
Okay.
We had done it before and nothing remarkable had ever happened. We usually did.
Not doing it right.
Yeah, well, exactly. Not enough dead
Lazy.
Kids.
Lazy. That's right. Yeah.
Invite them. Maybe they'll come.
Didn't laugh again. The dead kids.
We usually did it to try and scare each other. We all thought it was a joke.
Yeah, well, you would.
Hey.
Because Ouija boards are hilarious. Never thinking of – my sides are split over here. There's nothing funnier about a Ouija board. How do you pronounce that? A Ouija. A Ouija. Is that a Ouija?
Do you know how to spell Ouija board?
O-U-I-J-I-A? Ouija.
You were so close.
Oh, no.
I couldn't vomit. O-U-I-J-A.
Don't I win. No, tell me what I don't win.
It's so
a leg of ham. Is that a leg of ham right there that you brought in? Is that not for me anymore?
No. No. I'll be eating that on the way home. It's Miss Picky.
Miss Picky.
Covered in honey.
Sweet and sour. Very nice, Kermit. Lucky Kermit.
We all thought it was a joke, okay?
Okay.
That night, there was no one home except for the seven of us girlfriends and we were all together around the Ouija board.
Okay.
Okay.
A Ouija. Am I saying that right? A Ouija. Yeah. I think I nailed it. Every time correcting yourself. The other day I said to someone, hey, I'm Sat. I can never get that right. And they just looked at me like, Sam.
And then they fell in love with you?
And they fell in love with me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. I'm sorry, but I have the biggest dog.
This is not spooky vibes we're giving you.
Okay. We can put spooky music under this.
Okay, good. If you could hush those sweet lips of yours.
Stop flapping my goddamn lips.
Stop that.
Stop flapping your goddamn lips.
Okay, there were seven of us and we're all together around the board. One of the girls there wanted to try it. Which would make sense if you were to see around it.
Hell yeah.
So the six
you
of
need to go with that Ouija. Just one person that pronounces it really oddly and no one corrects them.
If you say that again, I'll vomit. Like, that's how happy it makes me.
You're so happy. You always vomit when you're happy.
Okay.
Nightmare to be around. Sushi. Not a plug.
Oh, God. She'd never done it before. Okay? This time was different. This time, Sam. Okay?
Yep.
The board misspelled some of the words the same way every time.
Oh, no. Okay.
Not that's good at spelling. Different.
Grammatically not great.
It gave answers that seemed really historically accurate.
Okay.
Things we never knew or cared about in our town.
Okay. Moon landing.
But also, how would they know they were real?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's
yeah,
odd.
Anyway, spelled the same things wrong every time, which is crazy.
So wild.
Spooky.
I would
it's spooky.
Think that they would be good at grandma. I don't
know. They're dead kids.
Dead kids.
It's the reason why they're dead. Long story short, which is incredible.
Yeah.
It's
I like short story long. Short story long.
Put more in.
Yeah, put more in if you can.
The spirit claimed it was a 10-year-old boy who had died on the property in the 1800s and was buried there too in an unmarked grave.
Oh my God.
My friend's house was on a farm at the edge of the town. We're all really freaked out. Sorry. That is so much information.
Yeah. That's a lot. Yeah,
that
yeah.
That poor 10-year-old boy yeah. moving those seven pairs of hands around that board with all the spelling mistakes to get that much information.
That's a lot. That'd take a long time.
So long.
A-N-D. Yeah. Oh, my God. Here we go.
10-year-old boy who died on the property in the 1800s was buried there in an unmarked grave. We were all a bit freaked out because the board had never been so detailed or consistent.
Yeah, or that bad spelling as well.
Like, well, that's it's usually really good. Yeah. I'm vomiting. However, we were still sceptical. We're all amusing one another and we thought it was just trying to scare us.
Of course.
Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Finally, my friend asked the spirit if it could do something to prove that it was there with us. Mm-hmm. It said yes and then spelled out K-N-O-C-K. What's that spell, Sam?
K-O?
K-N-O.
Knock.
Then it stopped moving. We all just stared at it silently. And then there was a rap, rap, rap on the window right next to us.
A rapper?
Yeah, it was Snoop Dogg.
Rap, 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 rap. Someone give me a beat. Rap, 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 rap.
So I'm a 10-year-old boy who died at the property. Also really good.
Really good. Just wanted to show off.
And hip hop. Okay. The lights were on outside and there was absolutely no one out there. We never touched that effing board again.
What board? Are you saying?
No. The Ouija board.
The Ouija board.
What are you?
That's scary. That is scary.
Are you scared?
That's scary.
Like, I'm is scared. It spooky?
That's a spooky, wooky story.
Okay, thanks for saying that because when I read it, I was like, that's spooky.
Yeah.
Rap, rap, rap.
And that was Bron. And let's move on to the next gorgeous segment, yes. Would You Rather.
Yeah.
Each week we ask each other, would you rather? Would you rather have feet as hands or a penis for a nose? Then I'm asking the first question here, Bron, right? Ready? Ready for this? Would you rather clog the toilet on a first date or first day at a new job?
First day at a new job.
Really?
Heaps of people to blame.
Heaps. Well, you just blame it. Yeah. If someone saw you come out, you go, that was probably someone else.
I just come out and be like, that was like that when I walked in there.
Mm.
But it was a date. It was just you and them. And they're like, well, it wasn't me.
Yeah, okay.
It was a 10-year-old boy from the 1800s. He died on the property.
He said, knock, knock. I let him in.
And then he did that.
Then he did
and
that.
I really
yeah.
regret.
Okay.
He wrapped his way in here that. Shame on him.
Shame
no
on
wonder
him.
He's dead.
I had a clogged toilet for 3 days this week.
I beg your pardon?
I had a clogged toilet for 3 days this week. I couldn't
what?
Fix
last
it.
Last time I was at your house,
yes.
the whole roof was
the
leaking.
The roof caved in. Yeah, it's a great house. It's structurally sound.
The light switch. Look, it was raining,
yes,
and so the light was leaking.
The lights on. It's fun.
Yeah. And then they fixed that?
No. They have said, don't touch that. Which is good. And I think
that's good
safe.
Advice.
Don't touch that.
Was it a drunk auntie?
It was. I actually only spoke to them through the Ouija bot, so I don't know. I only go to spirit Ouija's. And so, yeah, the toilet clogged. And
which was your fault.
Was my fault.
Unless you let your large dog use the toilet.
My large dog is using it. And the plumber came around.
Yes.
And he, you know, fixed it.
Great.
And he said, yeah, be careful. You don't want to put too many sloppy jalopies down there.
That's the most upsetting sentence I've ever heard. What? Sloppy?
It's plumber humor.
It's not. It's upsetting.
It is upsetting, isn't it? Sloppy jalopy.
What did
you don't want
say?
To hear that. I said, would you like a beer, sir?
Really?
Blow the top off a couple
and
of
And then
puppies.
Did you put a sloppy jalopy in it?
That's right. And he fell in love with me. Would
Wait,
you write what?
Is that your advice? Is that the advice? You can't do a poop in there.
Yeah, he said don't do too many.
What? That's too many.
I don't know. He didn't tell me that. He didn't specify. He said you shouldn't be using the half flush. I said, why? He's like, you can't use that anymore.
What?
He took it out. He took out the half
it's
flush.
It's all or nothing.
It's all or nothing. And he said, yeah, just be careful with it. So I can't turn on the ceiling light and I can't use the toilet.
You can't do a poop in your own apartment.
Can't do a sloppy jalopy.
So if I had to do a poop right now,
yeah.
I have to go outside.
That's right. On the grass with my big dog.
Oh, my sloppy jalopies.
Would you rather share a bed with a walrus or an eel?
Oh, a walrus.
Yeah, they need water as well. A walrus.
An eel. Oh.
Eel would be gross, wouldn't it?
If you were swimming in the ocean and an eel.
I have done that.
Have you?
Yep.
You should have started this.
I should have started with that.
Oh, my God. We wasted so much time talking about your slubby jalopies.
We've got no time.
But if an eel touched your leg.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I would probably grab it, look it in the face, and I would say, enough is enough.
Who you think you are compared to who you are is very different.
I would grab an eel and I would look that right in the face.
What about walrus?
I'd say, listen up, sloppy jalopy. What about a walrus?
Yeah.
I wouldn't grab that by the face.
What would you do? Where would you grab it?
grab it on the waist and say, you're doing a great job. Do you want to be spooned or do you want me to spoon you?
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I would say that.
I feel like walruses would be nicer than eels.
Absolutely.
Eels are evil.
Better bed menace, I think. Yeah. Eels, why? Eels evil.
Because Ursula had them.
Who had them?
Ursula.
Who's Ursula?
Oh, dear you, from Little Mermaid.
I thought you meant Ursula Calzon.
As if. She's got no eels. Actually, she might.
She's got no eels.
I haven't asked her.
Well, okay. So, Ursula from Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid. She had eels.
And they were evil eels.
They were evil. Electric.
Okay. Electric, okay.
Yeah.
Just pretty fun. Chemistry was electric.
Yeah, really, really fun.
To be around. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. So this next segment, Sammy. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I'm ready for it. And this is what aunties do.
Aunties
love to give advice. So I have got a life hack.
I love this. Advice when no one wants it.
Yes.
Yeah, great.
And things that, like, once I give this advice to you, you will never live your life the same way again.
I don't want to.
You shouldn't.
I don't want to go to bed because there's an eel in there.
Okay, so this life hack, I've read lots of life hacks.
I can imagine.
Yeah. But I love this one a lot.
Yeah.
Because I think it's going to save people's lives.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Life and that's
what,
hack.
Well, that, yeah, that is what aunties do.
They save people's lives over a glass of wine.
And dry white wine and saving a life.
That's right.
It should be doctor, auntie, to you.
You can say that. That is, yep.
I could say it. And I will. And I did.
And I'm not going to say it right now, but maybe next episode. This little forward sell for next episode could happen. Might not. Probably not.
Okay. If you find it hard to remember you've done something important, like turned off the oven or your hair straightener, Sammy.
Oh, my goodness. I'm always using that when I haven't got my tight perm.
Exactly. Or locking your door. Like if you find, you know, when you're out, you're like, oh, did I do that thing?
Yeah, like I've got a massive dog to attack whoever comes in.
That guy's so threatening.
Got to train him.
Yeah. He's really
just
scary.
Just attack, mate. Just go for it, I reckon.
If you find these things hard to remember, you just have to, when you do them, do something unusual, like a little dance or say a little ditty.
Okay.
And then when you're out and you're like, did I do? And then you go, oh, yeah, I did a ditty after.
Oh, that's good.
And then you
go, good.
I did it.
Okay, so did I turn the oven off?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I did because I did the worm.
Exactly. Yeah, I did. I did something really unusual. I called my dad.
I called my dad for once and told him I loved him.
I forgave myself.
It was a hilarious practical joke.
And my house remained standing.
That's a good life hack.
Yeah.
That's a good life hack. Okay, I like that. Okay, that's a fun thing to do.
I thought it was a good one. Yeah, and really I would good. Like to know if you do this, Sammy.
Yeah.
I want you to text me and be like, this is what I did. And this is how it saved my life.
I'll send you a video of me doing the worm if you want.
Next to your oven in your kitchen with the exposed brick.
Beautiful. Can we say in the kitchen, beautiful exposed brick.
Beautiful.
It's real.
It's real. Sammy has got a new kitchen in this house with the block toilet and the leaking roof.
God,
I like
house.
This house.
It's a great
house. I like
house.
It. I like it.
It might be haunted. I'm going to talk to my a little later on today.
But in the kitchen there is a wall. Large wall.
Yep.
And it is got.
Thank you.
Wallpaper.
Yeah.
That looks like bricks.
It looks like bricks, but the thing is, it's not. But and it does, like crazy. It really doesn't look that real. But if you take a step back, yeah, I know you're shocked. Yeah, I know it shocks people. When we went into this house, I spoke to this person about it, and they were like, "I went, that's gorgeous," and she went, "It really is." I was like, all right. Well,
and then did she fall in love with you?
She fell in love with me and we made out in the kitchen.
God.
Yeah, and I did the worm to remember. Thank you for listening to the first episode of Your Two Drunk aunties. And we have been the drunkest of aunties today. Oh my God. Oh my goodness.
So much advice, so much white wine.
White wine. Beautiful white wine. And please do write into us.
Yeah, I want to solve. Hear from you. We want to solve some things.
We want to solve some goddamn things. DearDrunkAunties@gmail.com. We own that outright.
Yeah.
And speakpipe.com/drunkaunties. Now, that'll be in the show notes.
Yeah.
And don't worry, it's there. How do people find you, Bron Lewis?
I'll be in an apartment that's falling down until you ask me to leave.
Die. Okay. I'm not going to ask you to leave today. Not today. Not today. You're staying with me in the walrus and the eagle.
I don't want to go home. My kids can't talk. I do have a joke for them.
This is good. I'm depressed. Oh, fuck. Yeah.
No, I say that to them every day. That's fine.
I'm depressed.
Hey, Mum, I'm depressed. Stop talking.
You do have a joke for them.
Yeah, and it's one that you told. I
just
forgot.
Walk in and just say the joke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hopefully they'll go, that was good.
You've earned your keep for another night, Mother, but they won't say that. They'll ride on in a wedge. Yeah. Bron Lewis, people find you at Bron Lewis Yep.
Bron Lewis Yep on Instagram. That's indeed. So what about you?
I find me at Sammy P. No, Sammy Peterson 91 on Instagram.
I always get this wrong.
Can't never get that right. Sammy Peterson 91 and my other podcast confessions. You can find that on all the
Yeah, it's a good
episodes.
One. I love
just
that one.
Go and check it out. We're about to record an episode of it. Oh, how good's that?
So
that
good.
Feels right.
Also, 91, is that the year of your birth?
Yep. Why are you laughing at that?
Because it's a funny joke.
Okay. I don't
I'll
like
say it to my kids, see what they think.
I'm too sensitive. I don't like this. I'm done. You're two drunk aunties that have a fight at the end of each podcast. No, I'm done. Turn that thing off.
Never trusted her. Knew she'd ruin it.
From one drunk auntie to another, good night, everybody.
Good night.